Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you aware what is happening in the news and how this affects biblical prophecy and what it will mean for you and your loved ones within the not-too-distant future? Are you aware what's happening in Japan, let's say, and in Germany? I'd like to start with Japan, and I want to show you how all of this fits in with biblical prophecy. Surprisingly, perhaps, the Bible has prophesied these things to occur thousands of years ago. Here's an article by The Economist, which was published in January of 2013, which talked about Japan, saying that the new Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, unveiled his cabinet. Mr. Abe, an arch-nationalist, promises to focus on turning around an economy enduring its third recession in 5 years. He says he has learned from his disastrous first time as prime minister in 2006-2007, when economic policy making was distracted by needless spats over wartime guilt. 14 in the cabinet belong to the League for Going to Worship Together at Yasukuni, a controversial Tokyo shrine that honors leaders executed for war crimes. 13 supports a nationalist think tank, it says, that advocates a return to traditional values and rejects Japan's apology diplomacy for its wartime misdeeds. 9 belong to a parliamentary association that wants the teaching of history in schools to give a better gloss to Japan's militarist era. They deny most of Japan's wartime atrocities. And then this article talks about the new education minister who wants to annul the verdicts of the war crime trials in Tokyo in 1946-1948. And then it says that Mr. Abe has made no secret of his wish to revise 3 of the country's basic modern charters, amongst them the American imposed constitution of 1946, committing Japan to pacifism. And then, of course, the security treaty with the United States, under which Japan plays a junior role. And then this article concludes, this is a cabinet of radical nationalists. Now, I wanted to know more about this particular shrine, and so I went to the Wikipedia Encyclopedia, and they tell me that this shrine is for the war dead who served the Emperor of Japan during wars from 1867 to 1851 in order to house the actual souls of the dead. Now, in Japanese, the word is kami, which means actually spirit souls. So we are seeing a clear-cut connection, at least we should be seeing it, to demonic activity. Now, that's important to realize, because in fact we are going to find, according to Scripture, that a lot of demonic activity is going to occur before the return of Jesus Christ. Now, also, Japan's move away from pacifism is something which is clearly prophesied in the Bible. Now, here's an article about Germany, dated January 5, published by the New York Times, January 5, 2013, stating that recently members of the German parliament debated whether to add to the nearly 6,000 German troops currently serving abroad by sending up to 400 soldiers to Turkey, where they would operate 2 Patriot missile batteries to help protect their NATO ally from a potential escalation of the civil war across the border of Syria, and the vote, of course, easily passed parliament. Conscription, it goes on to say, conscription was suspended indefinitely here in 2011 as part of a drive to professionalize and modernize the armed forces. In August, the Constitutional Court ruled for the first time that the German military could be deployed at home under exceptional circumstances, like in the wake of a terrorist attack. Naturally, a great deal has developed further in terms of the acceptance of deployments outside of this country and outside the NATO territory, said Ulrich Kirsch, chairman of the German Federal Armed Forces Association. But the Germans are, now as before, difficult to inspire for military operations. Military business is another matter. Germany is the world's third biggest arms exporter, behind only the United States and Russia, sending weapons not only to NATO members and allies like Israel, but increasingly to the Middle East and beyond. As the business grows, critics at home question sales to undemocratic countries such as Saudi Arabia. The German government approved military exports in excess of 10 billion euros, or over $13 billion, for the first time in 2011. Germany's path forward could well determine the shape of Europe's military affairs for years to come. Whether that is through a growing leadership role and the assumption of more responsibility for regional security, or a limited emphasis on protecting its own interests, still remains to be seen. Olaf Böhnke, head of the Berlin office of the European Council on Foreign Relations, said, "If Germany wants to be in a leadership position, you need stronger military engagement." After World War II, West German politicians rejected military force for any goal other than self-defense, and a strong pacifist streak developed in the public. The end of the Cold War brought the beginning of a long period of halting change. Allies, particularly the United States, have repeatedly called for Germany to take more responsibility and a larger share of the burden. The biggest turning point was probably when Germany participated in airstrikes in the Kosovo War in 1999, a break with the taboo against offensive operations. And here you got it. Like Japan, Germany is moving away more and more from its pacifism to become more and more a power which is willing to use weapons in war. Now, that is also biblically prophesied, and that's just the beginning. I have in front of me a booklet entitled Europe in Prophecy, The Unfolding of End Time Events. You can actually ask for a free copy of it. We are happy to send it to you. In this booklet, we have a chart in the middle of the booklet which points out that Europe is in the process of uniting as being the 10th revival or the 10th resurrection of the ancient Roman Empire. That's something we have to understand, because the Bible has told us that Europe will unite, that Rome will fall, and it will be revived 10 times. And it has already been revived 9 times going through history. And this chart is telling you how it was revived 9 times already in the past under, let's say, King Gaiseric of the Vandals, then secondly under King Odoacer of the Heruli, then you have King Theodoric of the Ostrogoths, then you have Justinian, then you have Charlemagne, then you have Otto the Great, then you have Charles V, then you have Napoleon, and then you have Mussolini and Hitler. And so the 10th resurrection is happening in front of our very eyes, consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations under a charismatic leader called the Beast in Scripture. The problem is, most people don't understand anything about this beast. The beast is going to be the leader of a United States of Europe. The Bible in Revelation chapter 13 tells us a lot about him, this beast, this leader. And it tells us very clearly that he is going to be inspired and influenced by demons, in fact by Satan, the devil himself, who is called the dragon. In the book of Revelation, notice this scripture in Revelation 13. The dragon gave him, this beast, his power, his throne, and great authority, and the world marveled and followed the beast. The beast can refer to the final resurrection, that power. It can also refer to the leader who is leading this power. So they worshiped the dragon, who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is able to make war with him?" It's going to be a war-making power, and this beast is going to be a warrior. It goes on to say, "And he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was even granted him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him," it says in Revelation 13. Something to behold. This beast power, will start the Great Tribulation. It will attack the United States of America, Great Britain, and the State of Israel, and it will win. But then it will also be engulfed with another war, a war with allies from the Far East, including Japan, including Russia, including China. And all these wars are also going to be under demonic influence. You see, you find all of this in Revelation chapter 9, where this war is described. And there is smoke mentioned, there is scorpions mentioned, there is locusts mentioned. These are all terms for modern warfare and for modern war machines. And notice what it says when this war takes place. They had a king over them, the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon. In Greek, he has the name Apollyon. All of this means destroyer or destruction. It means Satan the devil. He is again involved in this terrible war, which is going to kill many, many people. Ultimately, however, just when Jesus Christ is coming back, all these war-raging nations will combine their forces to fight against Jesus Christ, thinking that he is now the enemy who has to be defeated. Again, see who is behind that one. Notice in Revelation chapter 17, who is going to inspire all those nations, the beast power, those kings from the east, the allies of Russia and China and Japan. Because, my friends, at that time, America is not going to play any role anymore, and Great Britain isn't either, because they have been already captured by them. They have lost their fight at the beginning of the Great Tribulation. But notice those surviving warrior powers, what they are going to do and by whom they are going to be inspired. Revelation chapter 17, beginning in verse 12, it tells us, "And then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, so that the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon," none other than Satan the devil, "out of the mouth of the beast," that leader of Europe, "and out of the mouth of the false prophet," a religious personality, claiming that he is going to be God, sitting in the temple of God, saying he is God. He is working miracles, but he is inspired by Satan too, working these faulty miracles to deceive the people. Notice, all of these demons will come out of them, "for they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." They will try to defeat Christ. Of course, they will lose in that battle. My friends, what we are seeing here, the wars which we are going to experience, are going to be inspired by Satan, the devil, and his demons. And you had better be aware of that and know that you should have no part in any of that whatsoever. But we can be thankful to God, because when these things happen, we know that Jesus Christ's return is very, very near. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.